各位弟兄姐妹们，新年平安
！Happy New Year, peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴看到很多弟兄姐妹出城的，已经回到我们当中。
I'm very pleased to see brothers and sisters who are out of town come back.
我们现在在崇拜之前，请大家安静我们的心啊，默祷，预备我们今天早上的崇拜。
Please quiet on your heart and get ready for the service.
这是耶和华所定的日子，我们在其中要高兴欢喜。
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
万国啊，你们多当赞美耶和华。万民啊，你们多当颂赞他，因为他向我们大施慈爱。耶和华的诚实存到永远，你们要赞美耶和华。
Praise the Lord.All you nations, extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
好，我们请大家一同起立，我们来唱《何山啊》，赞美我们的神。
All rise, please. Let's all sing Hosanna.
请用你们熟悉的语言。
You may sing with the language you're most familiar with.
Hosanna, 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 praise the Lord. Hosanna, 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 praise the Lord.荣耀荣耀
荣耀荣耀愿荣耀归万之王荣耀荣耀愿荣耀永远万之王我们齐声赞美
我们仍然站立。
Let us remain standing.
我们接下来要唱靠主磐庇。
The next song, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
生命记三十三章二十七节这么说。
So in the Deuteronomy and chapter 20, verse 33.
永生的神是你的居所
The eternal God is your refuge
他永久的膀臂在你以下
And underneath are the everlasting arms
好我们来唱诗歌424首靠主膀臂
Let's sing the hymn 424 Leaning on the everlasting arms
何等的圣教何等的欢喜祈祷主耶稣永远帮助何等的平安何等的福气祈祷主耶稣永远帮助祈祷祈祷平安稳妥荣耀 看到拥挤的水依靠你啊，依靠这一次永远当地恩恩的结果和永情感，依靠这一次永远当地住在我身旁，我来有平安，依靠永远当地，依靠你，依靠平安之后终极的心，依靠你，依靠依靠主耶稣永远当地。
亲爱的，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
谢谢你赐给我们新的一年。
Thank you for the new year.
我们感谢主，在主的恩典当中，每一天都是新的。
We thank you that every day is a new day in your grace.
在新的一年，新的一天，有新的恩典。
In the new day, the new year, the new grace.
也有新的盼望。
And also new hope.
我们在这一年开始的时候，我们把自己再次献上。
In the beginning of this new year, we submit ourselves to you.
愿意在这年当中，我们更深的认识你。
We're willing to know you more.
更多的经历到你的信实，你的慈爱。
To experience you and the truth and your love.
我们也更紧紧的来跟随你。
We'll follow you closer.
我们真是恳求你赐福我们每一个家庭。
We ask you to bless every family.
赐福每一位学生。
And bless every student.
也赐福我们的家人。
Bless all the family members.
愿意在这年当中，我们与主的关系都更加的亲密。
We wish we have a closer relationship with our Lord.
所以我们在这时候也感谢你，把我们的姐妹敏菲带回到伊塔卡。
Dear Lord, we thank you for bringing back our sister Minfei to Ithaca.
谢谢你保守看顾，让她血液的指数能够回升到正常的范围之内。
Thank you for taking care of her that her blood number is going down to the normal rate.
我们知道接下来的重要的一个挑战是能够找到合适的捐赠者来做骨髓移植。
The next challenge is to find the appropriate donor.For the bone marrow transplant.
主要知道有的时候找合适的人好像大海捞针一样的困难。
Sometimes we feel that it is as looking for needle in the haystack.
主要在我们的有限当中，我们仰望你的无限。
Within our limited abilities, we look for your almighty power.
我们恳求你怜悯施恩。
We ask that you bless her.
让一个合适而且愿意捐赠的人在近期内就出现。
That a person who is willing and appropriate to appear and to come forward.
让敏菲能够早早的来接受移植。
So that 敏菲 can have the treatment.
让她整个身体的状况可以有显著的改善。
So her health will improve clearly.
所以我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
今天我们有洗礼。
Today we will have communion and baptism.
祝我们为这一个好的开始向你献上感谢。
We give our thanks to you for this good beginning.
愿意在这年当中看到有更多的人他们来相信接受你。
We would like to see more and more people to believe and accept you.
有更多的人愿意坚定的委身受洗归入主的名下。
More people are willing to be baptized under your name.
我们求你赐福我们每一个团契。
We ask to bless all the fellowships.
让每一个团契都有传福音的动力。
So that all the fellowships will be motivated to spread the gospel.
也让每个团契都经历引人归主的喜乐。
So that all the fellowships will enjoy the happiness of asking people to come to the Lord.
我们实在是感谢赞美你。
We sincerely thank and pray.
过去这些年来，你厚厚的赐福我们教会和每一个团契。
In the past few years, you blessed heavily our church and our fellowships.
愿意在这年当中，我们经历到力上加力，恩上加恩。
We are willing to be more blessed by you and more grace from you.
听我们的祷告
，Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名
，In Jesus' name.
好的，阿门。请坐。
Please be seated.
我们今天有李淑慧姐妹的父亲李叔叔要受洗归入主的名下。
So your sister Su Hui's father, Li Guoxin, will be baptized under Jesus' name.
那为了慎重起见，我在众人面前用简单的问答来带李叔叔公开的表明他信主的决心。
So I will ask Uncle Li a few questions to show his sincerity to believe in God.
李叔叔，你是不是相信像圣经所说的，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，这包括你，包括我。你是不是相信靠着我们人自己没有办法解决罪的问题？你是不是相信耶稣基督就是为我们的罪诞生到这个世界上，而且在十字架上为我们受死，替我们承担罪的代价？你是不是就愿意存着感恩的心接受他做你个人的救主？你是不是也愿意接受他做你生命的主，一生一世紧紧地跟随他，走在他的道路上？好，请坐。我们接下来有中文查经班要献一首诗歌，主为何拣选我。
So the Chinese congregation will give a song, present a song. Why have you chosen me?
当他们在准备的时候，我稍微解释一件事情。
So when they are preparing for the song or ready to for the song, I'm going to have some.
陈静红来选。这首诗歌是陈静红所选的。
陈静红吧。
要静红，要啊。
So 静红 chose the song.
他本来也是有考虑在今天要受洗。
He was thinking about getting baptized today too.
但在过去这段时间他跟我交谈，我也鼓励他向神祷告。
And in the past few days, he talked with me, and I encouraged him to pray to God.
就是祷告求神引导他，知道是在这边受洗好呢，还是他在一月底回台湾之后，再过一段时间，在台湾再受洗。
So he wants to pray to whether to get baptized here or better to get baptized in Taiwan in January when he goes back.
他祷告之后，决定回到台湾之后再受洗。
After praying to God, he decided to get baptized in Taiwan.
我非常支持他这个决定。
So he has my support.
因为他回台湾一段时间之后，真的是主若许可的话，我们真是巴不得他在受洗的时候，他的爸妈、他的家人都能够一同能够参加他的洗礼。
If God permits, when he gets baptized, his family members, parents and sisters will join his baptism.
所以也请大家为他祷告。
So let us all pray for him.
好，我们也请中文查经的献诗。
Now the Chinese,
好，大家再回去。
Oh, my God. 兄弟姐妹大家好、
peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
我叫李国兴。
My name is 李国兴。
感谢主的恩典。
Thanks to the grace of the Lord.
我有幸在这里受洗。
I'm fortunate to get baptized here in this
归入主耶稣名下。
Under Jesus' name.
我们这一代是受无神论教育长大的。
I was educated under the atheists.
认为宗教信仰是封建迷信。
And I firmly believe that religions or the beliefs of Christianity are superstitious.
但是在我的潜意识里，觉得
，But in my subconsciousness,
觉得世界上是有一个可以帮助我的神。
I strongly feel there is a Lord in the world who can help me.
虽然我不知道那个神是谁。
Though I didn't know who the Lord was.
但每当家里有难事
Whenever there is difficulty in the family.
我都默默地祷告。
I would silently pray.
每件事都顺利地走过来了。
So each time I prayed, I walked out of the difficulties smoothly.
我感到非常的幸运。
I feel very fortunate.
以前也听书慧和常友经常提到过基督教。
I often heard 书慧 and 常友 mention Christianity.
但是当时也并没有太在意。
But I didn't pay much attention.
感谢神。
Thanks to the Lord.
他让我在这两年中不止一次地经历了他的恩典和真实。
He helped me to experience his existence and his truth more than one time.
2007年10月
In October 2007,
苏慧的奶奶突然病重入院。
苏慧's grandmother got sick and was hospitalized.
病情一天比一天恶化。
And her health got worse.
每天在床上非常痛苦。
Every day she suffered from great pain.
苏慧得知以后
When 苏慧 heard about this,
联系他在沈阳的基督徒同学去医院给奶奶祷告。
She contacted her classmate in 沈阳 who was a Christian to pray for her grandmother.
感谢神。
Thanks to the Lord again.
自从祷告以后
with the prayers,
奶奶的病
her grandmother's health,
奶奶在病床上的痛苦神情不见了。
So her grandmother no longer suffered much pain.
虽然奶奶还是很快地离开了这个世界。
Though her grandmother left this world soon.
但是直到她去世的时候一直都很安详。
But until the last minute when she left this world, she felt very calm and peaceful.
就像睡着了一样。
Just like she fell asleep.
一点痛苦也没有。
With no pain at all.
后来在整理他奶奶的遗物的时候
After that, when I looked through the grandmother's possessions, personal belongings,
我发现了一本圣经和诗歌
I found a Bible and a hymnal book.
也是我唯一保留下来的遗物
This is the only thing from her that I kept.
我相信是神把她接走了
I firmly believe that God took her away.
去了一个很美很幸福的地方
She went to a very beautiful and happy place
苏慧奶奶的丧事刚办完不到一个月
Less than one month after funeral service for her grandmother
她妈妈被确诊为肺癌晚期
And so his mother was diagnosed as with the last stage lung cancer.
用医生的判断
according to the doctor,
只有不到三个月的时间了
her mother only had 3 months to live.
可能连2008年春节都过不去。
Maybe she wouldn't survive through the Spring Festival of 2008.
面对这个事实
confronting with this fact,
我真是不敢相信。
I couldn't believe it.
当时真不知道怎么和在美国学习的孩子交代。
I didn't know what to say to my children who study in the United States.
可是又不得不把实际情况告诉他。
I had no choice but to reveal the truth to her.
苏慧回国以后
When Su Hui came back to China,
把我们带到了沈阳东关教会
She took us to the Dongguan Church in Shenyang,
使我们真正认识了这位侮辱不能的神
So we started to know this God,
并带他妈妈做了决志祷告
So that her mom did the pledge prayer.
从那以后
From then on,
他妈妈每天都祷告求神赦免他一生的罪。
Her mom prays every day, ask God to forgive her sins.
医治他的病。
And heals her of her sickness.
三个月以后
Three months later.
他不但不像医生说的那样
Not only contrary to what the doctor told us.
而且病情渐渐好转了。
Her health started to improve.
我相信是神的力量救了他。
I believe God saved her.
医治了他的病。
Heals her of her sickness.
今天我们一家能在这里团圆。
We can have the family reunion here today.
都是神的恩典。
It's all because of the blessings from the Lord.
我愿意在这里以我的受洗。
I'm willing to let my baptism.
来见证神的恩典与真实。
To witness.The truth and existence and grace of the Lord.
我相信神。
I believe in God.
相信神帮助我们度过一切苦难。
I believe that Lord will lead us out of all the difficulty and hard times.
我要用心灵去敬拜他。
I will worship the Lord with my heart.
在这里。
Here.
我也要感谢伊迪加华人基督教会的兄弟姐妹。
I would like to give my thanks to the brothers and sisters in this Issachar Church.
让我们在这里有家的温暖。
So that we have you, the brothers and sisters, give us the warmth.
谢谢。
Thank you.
现在就来为李叔叔施洗、请常友来为岳父祷告。
So Brother Chang Yu will pray for Li Guoxing. Let us all pray.
亲爱的天父
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们感谢你
We thank you
能让我们一家在这里边在这边 团聚
You let us to get together the whole family here
我们感谢你在过去的这一段时间给我们家所有的一切
We thank you for all the things you gave us in the past few months
这里不光是你用大能来医治我妈妈的病
Not only you heal the sickness of my mother And also thank you for letting us, the whole family, experience this.
有这些事情我们经历到你的大爱、大能和信实。
From all these experiences, we experience your love, your truth, and your blessing.
我们感谢你这种方式让我们来经历你，使我们一家能够接受你，尤其是我爸爸妈妈能够接受你做个人的救主。
We thank you for letting us go through all these experiences, and by all going through all this, our parents, father and mother can accept you.
在我们不知道如何向家人传福音的时候，你已经在悄悄地为我们工作。
When we didn't know how to spread the gospel to our family members, you already worked for us.
我们这里把我们家所有的事情都交在主你的手里。
We submit everything in our family in your hands.
特别是我爸爸今天接受你做个人的救主接受这个洗礼。
Especially our father accepts you as his personal savior and to be baptized.
就求主用你的话语能够继续来带领我爸爸。
We ask you, Lord, to lead, continue to lead our father with your word.
为你做那美好的见证。
And let him to be a good witness for you.
以上感恩祷告，可以奉我主基督耶稣之名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Uncle Lee, we heard your testimony.
看到神借着一系列的神迹，把你们家一个个带到主的面前来。
Dear Lord, through all the miracles, lead one by one of your family to Him.
感谢神借着你的女儿，让你们能够认识主。
Thanks to the Lord by the help with your daughter, so that the whole family can know Jesus.
也行恩典。在您的母亲和您的妻子身上。
And also, Lord, bless your mother and your wife.
所以愿主厚厚的赐福给您。
We ask Lord to bless you heavily again.
能够从今以后在家中做属灵的领袖。
From now on, you can be the spiritual leader in your family.
把福音分享给更多的亲戚朋友。
And share the gospel with more and more family members and relatives in your family.
我现在奉圣父、圣子、圣灵的名为你施洗。好吧，请万传道让我们做个祷告，好吗？
Minister Wang will pray for us. 谢谢。Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this joyous day. You lead Uncle Lee to be baptized under your name. We thank you for your miraculous leading of this family. Please continue to bless this family, especially heal Su Hui's mom's of her illness. Dear Lord, we also submit Uncle Lee in your hands. We continue to pray that you strengthen his faith day by day. That the family in this new year continue to experience your truth. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen. 接下来是我们起应的时间。
Now it's time for scripture reading, for responsive reading.
我们今天起应的经节是在我们诗歌本的第58篇。
The scripture we're going to read is in the hymn book, item 58.
在756页。
On page 756.
管理财务，我们请曾信伟弟兄来代言。
Brother 曾信伟 will lead the reading.
生命圣诗诗篇选读第58篇。
The hymnal book, item 58 on page 756.
由我读细体字，请大家读粗体字。
I will read the fine print. The congregation read the bold type, bold face text.
万军之耶和华说：“你们要将。”当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，潜伏于你们，甚至无处可容。
人在最小的事上忠心，在大事上也忠心；在最小的事上无义，在大事上也无义。
因为凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；没有的，连他所有的也要夺过来。 你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的信心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这词汇的事上也格外显出满足来。我说这话不是吩咐你们，但是借着别人的热心试验你们爱心的实在。你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
因为人若有愿斗的心，并不愿纳，乃是造他所有的，并不是造他所无的。
谢谢神的话。
接下来是我们奉献的时间。
It's not time for the offering.
啊，奉献是我们基督徒神给我们的一个权利跟义务。
Making offer is the privilege and duty from the Lord to all the Christians.
啊，我们当中如果你还不了解奉献的意义的话
，If any of us who doesn't understand the true meaning of offer,
当奉献人到传到你的面前的时候，请你恭敬的传给下一位。
Please pass the offering back to the next one.
那我们奉献的时候要唱诗歌数算主恩。
We're going to sing a song, Count Your Blessings.
当你挂念世事如同挑重担，当你背负身家觉得苦难堪，无所住的案件因果就消除，别人叫你快乐你是赞美主，祝你恩典样样都要输，祝你所会都要去清楚，
第三节，
你功高一定但不能超过他，主手统治一切你不要惧怕，神是自由恩典平安全不足，爱会引导我们去到天天路，所以恩典样样都要输，
好，每位今天的奉献来祷告。
Let us pray for the offering.
爱我们的天父，我们再次要感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
在新年的时候，我们抱着新的盼望，要来经历我们这一年的第一个礼拜。
With the new year and with new hope, we're going to live this week.
我们知道，我们整年都要摆在主的面前，求主来引领我们。
We know that we need to need the Lord to lead us all year.
我们知道你是我们的山寨，我们的患难中的帮助。
We know you are the help and savior during the times of difficulty.
虽然目前整个世界的经济非常的萧条。
Though there is an economic depression in the world.
我们要依靠你当我们的膀臂。
We depend on you to lean on you as our arm.
求主你让我们有坚定的信心仰望。
We ask to give us a faith belief, a firm belief.So that we can look up to you.
我们感谢主给我们生活上丰富的供应。
Dear Lord, for the abundance you provide for us.
我们将捡一点点的金钱奉在主人面前。
And also we make our offering to you.
求主你把它分别为圣，应用在你的圣工之上。
We ask that you cleanse it and use it in your service.
我们这样祈求祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 接下来是读经的时间。
Now it's scripture reading.
我们今天读的经文是在新约路加福音。
The scripture in the book of Luke, the New Testament book of Luke.
新约福音路加第十二章四十八节。
Chapter 12, verse 48.
我来读四十八节，读两次。唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托给谁，就向谁多要。我再读一次，四十八节。唯有那不知道的，做了当受责打的事，必少受责打，因为多给谁，就向谁多取；多托谁。就向谁都要。我们圣经读到这里。今天的信息是崇高的期望。
Today's sermon is great expectation.
我们把下面的时间交给我们埃保罗牧师。
Now Pastor Paul.
This morning we just sang a song entitled Count Your Blessings.
今天早上我们刚才唱了一首歌，就是数算你的恩典。
And so today I would like to give you a chance to literally do that.
今天我将给你们一个机会来数算你们的恩典。
Pretty soon I'm going to give you 1 minute to count as many blessings as you can.
我将给你们一分钟数算你们的恩典，数得越多越好。
If you have a pen and a sheet of paper, you can write them down.
如果你有纸和笔的话，就把它们写下来。
If not, you can count it in your head.
如果没有智慧笔的话，就在心里和头脑上数。
These blessings can be experiences that you've had.
这样的恩典呢，可以是你自己的亲身经历。
People you love.
或者你所爱的人。
Things that you love about this church.
或者有关这个教会你所喜欢的地方。
Privileges that you might have attending Cornell.
那么在考内尔上学工作的优势。
Blessings that the Bible says that you had as a Christian.
那个圣经上说的基督徒所从上帝得到恩典。
And different abilities that God's given you.
还有上帝给你的不同的才能。
So right now, start counting your blessings on a piece of paper or in your head.
现在我们开始把你的恩典写下来，或者在头脑里数出来。
In a minute, this thing will shine and that'll be the end.
你只有一分钟。
Okay, so you can count your blessings here. When I count mine, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I counted 12.
当我数我自己的量时，我有12个。
Brother Wood, how many did you have?
吴兄弟，你有多少？我有五个。
Okay. Five. So I guess I'm twice as blessed, I'm not sure.
他说他我是被你得到恩典有多两倍。
But I think in reality, we all are very blessed people.
事实上我们所有的人都得到神的恩典。
If we have time to count all our earthly blessings, we could count in the thousands.
如果我们有时间的话， 把我们在这个人生当中这个世界上所有的恩典都我们自己身上的恩典数一下的话呢我们可以有数千个数万个恩典。
If we could count all the blessings that we will have in heaven, it would the list would stretch out into infinity.
如果我们把天上的恩典也一起加在一起数上的话呢，那个这个单子的话就是永远无止境了。
So we are very blessed people.
所以我们是蒙恩的人呐。
So the obvious question is why?
明显的问题是我们为什么会蒙恩
？Why has God blessed us so much?
为什么上帝这么多多的赐恩于我们
？I believe that the answer can be found in the second half of Luke chapter 12, verse 48.
我相信我们要找答案的话呢，就可以读一读路加福音十二章四十八节。
Usually I read out of the New International Version, but for this verse I'm going to read out of the Holman Christian Standard Bible, which says, "Much will be required of everyone who has been given much."And even more will be expected of the one who has been entrusted with more.
通常呢，我会用那个新国际版的圣经读那个英文的。但今天呢，我想读一下那个 Holman 基督徒标准版的圣经。他就说，因为多给谁，就像谁多取；多托谁，就像谁多要。
In other words, God didn't bless us with so many blessings in order that we would have this sense of entitlement that we deserve even more.
换句话说呢，就是说我们会认为上帝给我们这么多的恩赐，我们就会感到我们自然的有义务享受更多的恩赐。
God didn't bless us merely so that we would be grateful.
上帝给我们恩赐，并不是要我们对他有感恩。
Although the Lord surely enjoys our gratitude.
当然了，我们要是对上帝感恩的话，那上帝很喜悦。
But according to this verse, God has blessed us so much because He wants us to feel responsible to fulfill His expectations.
根据这一段经文来说呢，上帝大大的赐恩于我们，他也期望我们要完成我们自己的义务。
We should show our gratitude to God by fulfilling our responsibility to Him.
我们怎么样对上帝感恩呢？我们就应该完成上帝对我们期待的义务。
And I believe that God expects much from every one of us in this room because God has given each one of us very much.
正因为上帝对我们所有的人有大大的慈恩，所以对我们的期望也很高。
And even though recently there has been an economic downturn, we still live in one of the most prosperous times in all of human history.
尽管最近有社会上有经济危机，但是我们仍旧生活在人类史上最富有的社会。
We all attend a church where we're surrounded by exceptional Christian brothers and sisters.
我们到教会去，教会里面有非常优秀的兄弟姐妹们。
We live in a country where we have the freedom to pursue the goals that God wants us to pursue without fear of persecution.
我们生活在这个社会里面，自由自在地寻求我们的目标，这些目标就是上帝要我们寻求的，我们也不怕受到迫害。
Personally, I know that I have been given much more than most of the people in this world.
从我自己个人来说呢，我觉得我得到的恩赐比在座的各位可能要多一点。
I come from a family where my ancestors have been Christians for centuries.
我的家庭呢，在我的家庭里面，数百年来，我们的前辈，我的祖先呢，都是基督徒。
I am one of the very privileged few who has been given the opportunity to attend a biblically sound seminary.
我很有优越，我很优越，为什么能够参加这个国家比较优秀的神学院受教育。
I've been mentored by some of the best Chinese church pastors in the whole country.
而且在这个国家里面有很多优秀的中国的传道人在辅导我帮助我。
I know that I've been given much, and so I know that God expects much from me.
我知道上帝给我的恩赐很多，所以对我的期望也很高。
To whom much is given, much is expected.
因为多给谁，就像谁多取。
The Lord has great expectations for each and every one of us who are Christians here today.
对我们在座的基督徒，上帝对我们有殷切的期望。
But what does the Lord expect from us?
上帝希望从我们这得到什么呢？
I believe that we can get a good indication of His great expectations for us by taking a look at the expectations that He had for His original 12 disciples.
我觉得我们可以看一看从耶稣基督对他那个十二个门徒所指出的希望，我们可以得到一点启示。
So let's take a look at Matthew 10, verses 7 and 8.
我们首先看一看马太福音第十章七节到八节。
But Jesus said, as you go, preach this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons, and here's the key part, freely you have received, freely give.
耶稣说，谁走谁传，说天国近了，医治病人，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去。那关键的是下面一句，你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去。
The disciples had freely received from the Lord the abilities to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cleanse the lepers, and to drive out demons.
那些门徒们从上帝那白白的得到的是什么呢？是给病人治病，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的洁净，把鬼赶出去的能力。
So the Lord expected His disciples to freely give from their God-given abilities.
所以耶稣基督对他的门徒期望，给他们的能力，把他们的能力治白白的给出来。
Now I imagine that the Lord hasn't given most of us in this room the ability to heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, or drive out demons.
我觉得上帝并没有给我们在座的那些能力就去治病啊，叫死人复活，叫长大麻风的接近，把鬼赶出去，这样的能力他还没给我们。
But the principle of freely ye receive, freely give still applies to us today.
但是你们白白的得来，也要白白的舍去，这个原则对我们都是适用的。
The Lord expects us to give of what He has given to us.
上帝给我们的，也希望我们给出去。
And since He has given us a lot, He expects us to give a lot.
由于上帝给我们很多很多，他也希望我们把很多都给出去。
He expects us to fulfill our responsibility to give our best.
上帝希望我们能够完成我们的义务，把我们最好的奉献出来。
We don't have to be the best.
我们不一定要做最优秀的。
But He does expect us to give our best.
但是我们要尽自己的力量而行。
What does He expect us to give?
上帝希望我们要奉献什么呢？
From an overview of the scriptures, I believe that the Lord expects us to give at least three main things.
纵观全部圣经，我觉得有三件事情上帝要希望我们去奉献。
The first thing can be found in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 and 16.
第一件事呢，我们可以从以弗所书五章十五节里面得到启示。
Be very careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil.
你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，当像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。
First of all, God expects us to get the best of our time.
首先，上帝希望我们要把我们的光阴献出来。
Expects us to make the most of every opportunity.
希望我们抓住一切机会。
There's a saying that if the devil cannot make you bad, he'll make you busy.
有一句话说，如果魔鬼不能使你变坏，他至少使你变得很忙碌。
It seems like when we get busy, the first thing that we squeeze out of our schedule is our time that we serve God and worship God.
当我们变得忙碌的时候呢，从我们计划当中被挤出的，首先就是我们敬拜神和服侍神的时间。
So when we get busy, many of us don't find any time to read the Bible and pray.
当我们繁忙的时候，我们就没有时间去读经和祷告。
Many of us play hooky from worship service or our fellowship groups.
不少人我们一忙以后呢，就借口不去参加崇拜或者小组学习。
We say, well, if I have time, I'll go to the worship service or I'll go to fellowship.
我们会说如果我有时间的话，就会去崇拜或者参加传习查经。
But since the Lord has given us so much, we should give to Him first, and if we have time, then we should fulfill our other responsibilities.
由于上帝大大的赐福于我们，我们首先就应该把我们时间奉献给上帝，在这以后以外，有了时间才去做其他事情。
Well, Romans 12, verses 6 through 8 indicates the second thing that the Lord expects us to give.
罗马书十二章第六到八节给我们显示了第二件上帝希望我们奉献的。
We have different gifts according to the grace given in us. If a man's gift is a prophecy, let him use it in proportion to his faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously.If it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully.
按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，或说预言就当照着信心的程度说预言，或者指示就当专一指示，或者教导的就当专一教导，或者劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，怜悯人的就当甘心。
Not only does the Lord expect us to give the best of our time, but He also expects us to give the best of our talents.
上帝不仅希望我们把我们的时光都献上，而且希望我们把我们的才能都献上。
The Lord doesn't necessarily expect us to be the most talented, but He does expect us to do the most with our talent.
上帝并不希望要我们每个人都变成最有智慧的人，但是他却希望我们用我们的智慧来发挥作用，来做出贡献。
Lord doesn't necessarily expect me to be as talented of a preacher as Billy Graham, but He does expect me to do the most with my talent to preach.
上帝并不希望我要像葛培理那样做一个大名鼎鼎的传道人，但是上帝确实希望我要用我自己的才能去传道。
What talent has God given you to serve Him?
上帝给了你什么恩赐来服侍他呢？
He doesn't expect you necessarily to be the best.
上帝并没有期望你成为最优秀的人。
But He does expect you to do your best.
但是上帝期望你要尽力而行。
Matthew 6 verses 19 through 21 indicates the third thing that the Lord expects from us.
马太福音六章十九到二十一节给我们显示了上帝要我们做的第三件事。
Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
不要为自己积攒财宝在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财宝在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏。也没有再挖窟窿来偷，因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在那里。
Not only does the Lord expect us to give the best of our time and our talent, but He also expects us to give the best of our treasures.
上帝不仅希望我们把我们最好的时光、我们的才能，而且也希望我们把我们的财宝献给上帝。
In other words, the Lord expects us to give generously of the money that we have.
换言之，上帝希望我们把我们慷慨地把我们的金钱奉献出来。
Expects us to give generously to church, to missionaries, and to those who are less privileged than us.
上帝希望我们把我们的财宝献给教会，献给福音事业，献给穷人。
Some of us are not making very much money now, so we don't have that much money to give.
我们在座的有些人赚的不多，所以给出的也不能多。
But God is more impressed with sacrificial giving than grandiose giving.
但是上帝呢，更看重我们就真心实意的奉献，而不是做足的奉献。
He is more impressed with the percentage of your income that you're giving than with the amount of money that you're giving.
上帝看重的并不是你能给多少，而是更看重的是你能。在你的收入百分之多少能够给出来。
However, as our incomes rise, also the percentage of our income should rise.
当然，当我们的收入提高的时候呢，我们所奉献的百分比也应该提高。
Archie Letourneau was a multi-millionaire who invented the bulldozer and many other land moving equipment.
阿吉莱尔图诺, 他自己发明了bulldozer, 铲路机, 压路机, 而且他也发明了很多搬运的重型机械。
He gave 90% of his income to the Lord's work and kept only 10% for him, so he tied it to himself.
他把所得的 90% 都 献出了给了上帝，自己只有保留了 10%。
We may never be able to give 90% of our income away.
当然我们不可能把我们 90% 的收入奉献出来。
But the Lord blesses us, many of us should one day be able to give more than 10%.
但是如果上帝是我们人的话呢，那么我们肯定有一天在座的有些人会把高出 10% 的献给上帝。
Perhaps we can dream of someday being able to give 20 or 25% of our income away.
或许你现在就可以想象某一天你会把你的收入 20% 到 25% 的献出来。
But why should we give our time, talent and treasures to the Lord?
为什么要把我们的时光、才能和财富献给上帝呢？
We worked hard for it, so why can't we keep it to ourselves?
这都是我们辛辛苦苦挣来的，为什么不能保留呢？
Well, I'd like to give two reasons.
我有两个道理。
First reason can be found in Mark 10, verses 29 and 30.
第一个道理我们可以从马可福音十章二十九到三十节里面找到。
I tell you the truth, Jesus replied. No one who has left home or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for me in the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age, homes, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields, and with them persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life.
耶稣说，我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋，或是弟兄姐妹、父母儿女、田地，没有不在今世得百倍的，就是房屋、弟兄姐妹、母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
First reason we should give the best of our time, talent, and treasures is because of the rewards that the Lord will give to us.
第一个原因就是我们为什么要把我们的时间、才能和财力送给上帝呢？因为上帝会奖赏我们。
Archie Letourneau discovered that he could not outgive God.
莱图尔内他发现他所给上帝的远远少于上帝给他的。
And so the great shovel maker said, I shovel it out, and God shovels it back, but God has a bigger shovel.
他有句话，他说我一铲子把它扔出去送给上帝，上帝又一铲子扔回来给我，上帝的铲子永远比我的大。
The second reason why we should give the best of our time, talent, and treasures can be found in Luke 19, verses 15 through 17.
第二个理由，我们为什么要把自己的时间、财宝、才能送给上帝呢？我们可以在路加福音19章15到17节里面找到。
Then the master sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.Well done, my good servant, his master replied.
主人就吩咐叫那领银子的仆人来，要知道他们做生意赚了多少。头一个上来说，主啊，你的一锭银子已经赚了十锭。主人说，好，善良的仆人。
The second and more important reason why we should give the best of our time, talent, and treasures is so that we can receive the approval of our master.
这是第二个原因，也就是更重要的原因，为什么我们要时光和才能财产送给上帝，因为我们得到上帝的应许。
All sacrifices that we make on earth will be well worth it when we're able to look at the master's nail-scarred hands and hear him say, Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
当我们把我们的奉献给上帝的时候呢，我们就值得看着上帝他钉满钉痕的手，他对我们说，他说干得好，我的仆人。
I believe a reason why many Christians in America have forgotten why God has blessed America.
我觉得呢，在美国有很多基督徒都忘记了为什么上帝这样的厚厚之恩于美国。
But Jesus said, freely, freely you have received, freely give.
耶稣基督说，你们白白的得来，就要白白的舍去。
In other words, the reason why God has blessed us so much is because God not only wants to give to us, but He wants to give through us.
上帝为什么大大的赐福于我们？因为他不仅要赐福于我们给我们，他要通过我们要给出去。
In other words, the reason why He has been a blessing, He blesses us, is so that we can bless others.
他赐福于我们，以及我们可以赐福其他人。
Our time, talent, and treasures are God's gift to us.
我们的时间、我们的才能、我们的财富都是上帝给我们的。
What we do with them is our gift back to Him.
我们应当做的就是把这个都奉献出来。
And since He has given us His best, we should give our best.
因为上帝把他最好的给了我们，所以我们要把我们最好的给出去。
And that's why Pastor Shu and I have decided to start a series of sermons this semester entitled "Give of Your Best to the Master."
所以许牧师和我决定，我们在以后的几个月里就提供一系列的讲，就讲到的主题就是我们怎样把最好的奉献出来。
When the Cornell's undergrad students start coming back in February, we'll start a series of sermons where we'll be preaching in Malachi.
所以我们就当康奈尔学生回来的时候，因为两月份回来的时候呢，我们就开始一系列的传道，我们主要讲是马拉基书。
In this book, Malachi rebukes the Jewish people for giving their leftovers to the Lord, and he challenges them that since the Lord had given His best to them, they should give the best back to Him.
在马拉基书这里面，马拉基他斥责犹太人把他们剩余的给予上帝。他对他们说，因为上帝把他最好的给了我们，我们应该把最好的给予上帝。
In this month of January, we will preach from other passages in the Bible that have a similar theme.
从一月份开始。我们从圣经其他书里面有关相同的主题，我们看一下其他的经文。
And so the next few months we will look at how we can give the best to our master in different areas.
在以后的几个月里呢，我们将详细的查找我们在什么样的领域里面可以把我们最好的奉献出来。
These areas will include leadership.
这些方面有关是管理的。
Our love lives.
我们的爱情生活
and our finances,
我们的理财
and our efforts in fighting for social justice,
我们为了社会的公正而奋斗的努力。
As the new year begins, I want to ask you, are you willing to make one of your New Year's resolution to give of your best to the Master?
在新年开始的时候，我想问一下，你们是否已经愿意？做一个新的一年的决议，把你们最好的奉献出来。
Are you willing to let this series of sermons make a big impact on your life?
你们愿意让这一系列的讲道来影响你们的生活？
So I challenge you to do three things.
我对你们提出挑战。
First, make it a point to come to worship service every Sunday morning.
这三个方面向你们挑战。第一点就是争取每一个星期都来参加主的崇拜。
Even if you have a big test in your school during that week, or if you have a deadline at your job, don't play hooky from worship service.
尽管你们有一个很大的考试，或者工作上有些事情马上要做，但是不要逃避主的崇拜。
Don't just go to worship service if you have the time.
不要对自己说，如果我有时间，我去参加主的崇拜。
Go to worship service because you make the time.
去主的崇拜，因为你要找出时间去，挤出时间去。
Secondly, listen closely to the sermons and ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you about what you can do better in giving your best to the Master.
第二点就是说呢，参加主的崇拜不仅仅要听，而且要让圣灵带领你，问圣灵你应该怎么做才能把最好的奉献出来。
And thirdly, as James 1:22 says,Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Do what it says.
第三点就是说，像雅各书第一章二十二节里面说的，这是你们要行道，不要单单听到，自己欺哄自己。
In other words, don't just listen closely to the sermons.
换言之就是说，不仅仅是听到。
Instead, apply the sermons to your life.
要把这个听到的道运用到生活当中去。
Give of your best to the Master.
把你最好的献给主。
Because to whom much is given, much is expected.
因为给你最多的，对你期望也最多。
我们每个月的第一个主日，我们会托比纪念主。
Every month, the first Sunday, we have the communion.
我们今天很高兴李伯兴弟兄受洗归入主的名下。
We are very happy that Brother Li Boqing is baptized under Jesus' name. So Brother Li Boqing can accept the bread and cup with us together.
我们给李师叔把这个神系列的证书还有一套光碟放在在书里面存
档。To help confirmation grow to Jesus. Corinthians chapter 11.
我会读哥林多前书第十一章二十六节到二十九节。
First Corinthians chapter 11,
26节到29节
verses 26 to 29.
请听我读。你们每逢吃这饼、喝这杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人，不按理吃主的饼、喝主的杯，就是干犯主的身、主的血了。人应当自己省察，然后吃这饼、喝这杯。因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup.For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself.
托饼是我们很重要的一个信仰的表白。
It is a manifestation of our belief when we break the bread.
表示我们相信主耶稣为我们来付我们死。
It shows that we believe Jesus comes for us and dies for us.
也表明我们相信有一天他要再回来，我们要面对他。
It also indicates that he will come back one day and we will face him.
也借着托饼，我们表明我们在这个世上愿意为主而活。
By breaking the bread, we are willing to show that we live for the Lord.
是为了慎重起见，我们一向是希望弟兄姐妹已经清楚的委身跟随基督，借着洗礼公开表明信仰，才来领这个饼和这个杯。
To do it seriously, brothers and sisters, if we declare openly that you believe in Jesus, then you can accept the bread and break the bread and accept the cup.
所以如果你还没有接受主，还没有机会借着洗礼表明今天当饼和杯传到你手中的时候，请你先这样拿。
If you are not ready or not baptized, when the cup and bread pass on to you, please pass over to the next one.
也就是恭敬地传给旁边的一位。
Please respectfully pass on to the next one.
但是我们也真的是很诚恳的邀请你认真的祷告，看是不是什么时候愿意来接受洗礼。
Meanwhile, we seriously pray and ask you to pray too, to get ready to be baptized.
另一方面，我们也让弟兄姐妹，我们有一点短短的时间，我们在神面前安静省察，我们再来领受主的这个杯。
And also for brothers and sisters, please calm down your heart and take a few minutes to get ready for this cup and bread.
特别爱宝牧师的信息开始，让我们数算2008年的恩典。
Especially in the beginning of the Pastor Paul's sermon, when we count our blessings in 2008.
也许我们现在可以花一点时间来思想2009年，我愿意在我生活当中有些什么调整。
Let's also think about what kind of adjustment we need to make in our life in the year
2009.
What needs to be improved
of what I have done in the year
2008.
And what kind of things I need to improve to do better in
2009.
I will spend a few minutes to pray. Dear Lord, you examine our hearts, we thank you. Each time when we say we are going to fulfill your will, please strengthen us and our will in front of you. Sometimes we are willing in heart, but very weak physically. Please let the Spirit help us so that we won't reduce our touching and moving heart for you. Listen to our prayer. In Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters who serve in the communion, please come to the front.
在主耶稣被卖的那一夜,
during the night when Jesus was betrayed,
主耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了,
Jesus took the bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it.
说这是我的身体,
he said, this is my body, which is for you.
你们当如此行,
do this in remembrance of me. Let's sing a song that's 470 in the hymnal book. 470 in the hymnal book.
Thank you. Thank you for your love.
谢谢你给我们的爱.
You gave us your only son who died on cross for our sins.
你把你唯一的儿子送给了我们，死在十字架上.
So whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
使一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生.
Dear Jesus, our Lord, our Savior.
亲爱的耶稣基督，我们的主，我们的救世主。
Please forgive our sins.
请原谅我们的罪。
Help us to be your vessels so we can share the gospel with other people.
帮助我们成为器皿，能够把圣经和大家一起共享。
Please heal our brothers and sisters with sickness.
主耶稣，请帮助我们的弟兄姐妹治理他们的病。
And teach us how to love each other so we can let the people know we are your disciples.
告诉我们怎样的互相爱，所以我们让其他人知道我们是你们的信徒。
We partake of this bread in remembrance of you.
我们吃这个饼是为了纪念你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们以耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
我们用声感谢。久坐，杯子必须的。饭后，耶稣也照样拿起杯来。After
supper, in the same way, Jesus took the cup.
说这杯是用我的血所立的新约。Saying
that this is a new covenant in my blood.
你们每逢喝的时候，当如此行，为的是纪念。Whenever
you drink it. In remembrance of me.
我们再来唱第三句。
Let us sing the third stanza and fourth stanza. Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us this cup so that we can stand here in front of you. Dear Lord, thank you for the blood on the cross so that we can be cleansed. So that we can communicate with you. Dear Lord, we thank you for the power so that you overcome on the cross so that we can overcome the death. So we can be with you forever. Dear Lord, thank you for the hope of eternity. Dear Lord, thank you for the cup. We also pray for the seekers in this church. We have a strong desire that someday they will be like us to accept this cup together with us. Dear Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for being crucified. Let us take this cup and to be communicated with you. We ask that you renew us in this new year. That you live in our hearts. We live like you. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please accept the cup with the respectful heart. Please be seated. Pass your cups to the both sides. Now the presider. Now we have the announcements and announcements and welcome time for newcomers.
我们当中不晓得有没有第一次到我们教会来的新朋友，请你站起来简单的自我介绍，让我们欢迎你。
For those who come to this church for the first time, please stand up and give us a brief introduction. So that we can welcome you.
请前面开始。
Start from you.
我在业绩第一次来，谢谢各位。
好，喜欢。 have a result.
So for those who come to our church first, we will be given a calendar of 2009 of our church. So the 2009 calendar of our church, we still have about 20 or 30 copies. I'm thinking of how to handle these.
我在想说我们村里面也许有一些人从来没有来过教会或者很久没有来教会。
For those who come to the church for the first time or who haven't been to this church for a while.
也许就住在你的这个公寓附近你知道有很多的这样子的中国人还没有来教会或很久没来教会。
If anyone who lives in your neighborhood or close to you, you know that they haven't been to the church for a while, or the first time they would come to the church. So you can take a copy of the calendar to visit them, to give the blessings to them and ask them to come to the church. You can take as many copies as you want. For some of the people who live in the University High School, so if you want to pay a visit to your neighbors,
或者说有些中国的学者，他们有定期的聚会，你愿意去把这个带去送给他们，你都可以来跟我讲。
Some of the Chinese visiting scholars, they have regular meetings. You want to attend their meeting to visit them, you can go to Pastor Xu.
我们希望在下个主日之前把这些学历全部都走出去。So
we are going to give out all these calendars before the next weekend.
好，那还有没有新来的朋友啊？
好，那没有的话，我们来看今天的报告事项。Let us look at the bulletin.
我们从第二项开始。
Starting from the second item.
艾保罗牧师在下个礼拜开始，他会带领青少年的崇拜，就是我们一般正常主日崇拜的时间。Starting
from next week.
Next
weekend, next Sunday, Pastor Paul will lead the worship service for the youth group as an experiment.
所以假如你一般是参加英语崇拜的我们教会的弟兄姐妹们，欢迎你们下礼拜这个时间，你喜欢参加英语崇拜，可以到楼下。
If you regularly attend the English Sunday service, you can join Pastor Paul in the House of Joy, in the basement House of Joy of next Sunday service.
请大家为这件事情代祷。
Please pray for this.
然后第三件事情是本周三是我们每个月一次的祷告会。
So this coming Wednesday is a regular monthly prayer meeting for the church.
请弟兄姐妹们把握这个机会一起来祷告经历神。
So dear brothers and sisters, please join this prayer meeting to experience the Lord.
我们看第四件事情。
Item number four.
我们读经异动已经过了两个多月了。
It has been over 2 months since we started the Bible reading drive.
不晓得你的进度如何。
So where are you now in reading the Bible?
希望神给我们有一个渴慕的心，能够跟上进度。
So we pray that the Lord will give us a strong heart to catch up with our Bible reading.
第五件事情。
The next one.
李淑慧姐妹过去几个月帮助我们做牧师的助理，她在这一周是最后一周的预产期。
Sister Su Hui has been a pastor's assistant helping with the church for a while. This week will be her last week before her baby is due.
接下来是黄明颖姐妹愿意在教会帮忙做牧师助理。
And Sister Huang Mingyun is willing to help as a pastor's assistant.
所以我们当中有什么需要事情要帮忙联络的话，可以照样打电话进来，黄明颖姐妹会帮忙处理。
Yeah, please contact Sister Huang Mingyun if you have anything regarding the church activities or events.
那我们呢，在祷告当中为四位姐妹的生产能够顺利，我们来代祷。
And also let us pray for Sister Su Hui's smooth delivery of the baby.
我们当中不晓得有没有其他的补充报告。
Any other additional announcements?
没有的话，我们请大家起立，我们来唱三一颂。我们唱完三一颂，请王牧师来祝福。
Let us all rise to sing doxology.
主耶稣基督的恩惠，天父上帝的慈爱，以及圣灵的感动与引导，常与弟兄姊妹同在，从今天直到主耶稣基督再回来。阿们。
请坐。Please be seated。
最后我们楼下有简便的午餐。
After the service, there is a lunch served downstairs.
欢迎新来的朋友跟我们一起在楼下用餐，我们可以彼此交通。
We welcome the new friends to join us so that we can share the time together.
我们为楼下的午餐我们来祷告。
We're going to pray for the lunch to be served downstairs.
那我们的天父，我们感谢你今天带来给我们的信息。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful sermon.
我们知道你要给我们的祝福是超过我们所能够预想得到的。
We know that the blessings you give us is far more than we expected.
求主你让我们有一颗心愿，能够将我们的金钱、我们的时间、我们的生命都奉献给你。
We ask that the Lord lead us to give our talents, our time, and our money to you.
我们知道你会充分的供应我们生活的需要。
We know that you will provide us abundantly.
我们为罗夏的午餐求着你洁净祝福。
We ask also that you cleanse the lunch downstairs.
保守我们上会的脚步跟下礼拜的工作跟学习的时间。
And take care of our footsteps after this service and the next week's work and study.
我们这样祈求祷告是奉主耶稣的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' holy name.
Amen. 默祷后散会。
Service will be dismissed after silent prayer.